How immersed do you get when you're watching movies? Do you want to feel like you're really in the action, experiencing what the actors are feeling? You want to feel sweat on your face? Do you want to feel the wind in your hair? Or would you rather just sit back and enjoy it from a distance? Well, soon you'll get the chance, or even now, you'll get the chance to be a part of a movie with the introduction of the 4DX experience in the movie theater. And we've got a very special guest here who has been to a viewing of a film in a 4DX cinema already last Friday, and it is 2SER's very good friend, Evan Shapiro, back in the hot seat. G'day, Evan.
Hi, Mick.
Welcome back to 2SER. It's been a while.
Really lovely to be here.
you might remember Evan, who did the show Celluloid Dreams a few years ago.
I did do that for a couple of years.
Yeah. But welcome back. And it's really interesting that you've come in because we're talking about the future of movies. I feel like movie theaters have struggled maybe a little bit over the last decade, I guess, to pull people into the cinema when people have got massive TVs at home and they can just sit back and watch any movie they want pretty much nowadays. But things are changing. Maybe this new experience of 4DX in the cinema will help attract people. You went along last Friday to see Venom. But what did you hear about this before you went in? Had you ever experienced anything like this before?
Well, I mean, I think it's familiar to people who've probably been to somewhere like Movie World. And, yeah. And we did have a little version of this in Sydney Tower for a while. I'm not sure if it's there. And these little cinemas have kind of popped up around the country from time to time over the you know, probably the last 10 years or
yeah, that's
or
true.
Longer.
So sometimes they're like 10-15 minute movies.
Yeah, they're like short. Yeah. And then, you know, it might be like being on a roller coaster and they throw bubbles at you and
yep.
spray you with a bit of water and stuff like that. So, but what event cinemas have done is something that's taking off around the world as well. It's quite popular in Asia and emerging in America as well. So it's a bit more established, but this is Australia's newest and probably largest, definitely the largest cinema. So
okay, how many seats in this cinema?
Well, it's Cinema 8 up at okay. George Street. So yeah. It's, you know, it's a reasonably sized cinema. I imagine it's a couple of hundred.
And that's now dedicated as a 4DX studio?
Absolutely dedicated.
Wow.
Because the chairs,
yeah.
I mean, we've been all getting used to, you know, sweet reclining chairs
oh, yeah.
of late. And, you know, you go to Broadway and it's a really beautiful experience, pretty much whatever film you're seeing
yeah.
you know, in these really comfy chairs. So just imagine those, but with a little bit more, you know, guts to them. So
yeah, right.
You definitely get moved around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So you're not strapped in or anything. So it's not
wow.
quite like a roller coaster. It's, you know, it's definitely a cinema chair.
Okay.
But there's a fair bit of shaking. There's a bit of...
what about your popcorn? What about
you've got to be really careful with your popcorn. I wouldn't recommend any open drinks in the cup holder as well, because there's definitely... There's vibrating. There's moving.
Wow.
You get jolted around.
Okay.
You get sprayed with water. And,
it's got all the things. So we're talking...
You feel air. You know, you get air pumped.
So there's like wind, there's water, there's movement,
mm.
and smell? Or is that part of the water?
Well, yeah, you yeah. know, look, it's a bit hard to tell. I have my teenage son with me, so, you know, smell was a factor, but I don't think that was a special effect.
Okay.
there wasn't that I could tell, but there's smoke
right.
as well.
Oh, so they could do the fog effect.
So they had the fog coming up, which they did at the front of the scene. It's not a massive screen like VMAX,
yep.
but it's a big enough screen, definitely, for you to and it was also 3D.
Okay.
So you're really into it.
You are into
you're totally into it. And for a 90-minute film, that's longer than we've experienced this type of cinema before.
And I've found that 3D films in particular, for a full film, sometimes it can be a little bit much. You know, sometimes the glasses are a little bit uncomfortable. Mm. You sort of get to the point where your eyes feel like they're being a little bit more stressed. That for a 90-minute film and something that's moving around and giving you sensations... Did you find it was a bit too much?
No, actually, you know, I went in a bit skeptical, thinking it was going to be really gimmicky. And,
yeah.
I guess it is in a way, but we had a lot of fun watching this film.
Yep.
It was, you know, you're kind of laughing as you get into it. And the action sequences are really, really exciting when you're being jolted around.
Sure.
They've got scenes, you know, like in the air. Either it's, you know, it's either a drone kind of shot
mm-hmm.
and you feel the wind blowing, you know, and then
yeah, wow.
it goes across the water, you feel bits of spray of water. you know, when there's a bike chase and you're jolted right left to right, forward and backwards,
yeah.
the chairs kind of a bit like a massage chair, kind of like punches you in the back a little bit occasionally. So, and it's real, look, it's, I think they've taken the time to program it.
Yep.
I mean, there's some really interesting little moments. I don't want to give too much away, but just in terms of nuance, there was one scene where Venom's looking up at a tall building and they tilt you to look up. And it's just this little action that, you know, just that kind of stuff, that little nuance. So it's not 100% of the time because there are parts of the film where there's not much happening.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, there's things happening, but it's... Yeah. You know, it's not all action, wall-to-wall action. So you do get these chunks of time. But when it's not happening, you're kind of waiting for it. So there's this anticipation building what's going to happen in the next big scene to me.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And it's a whole new world of technology and also programming, because obviously whenever they're making the film, I guess they would employ someone to say, okay, we want you to design how this film is going to fit into this cinema experience. And like you say, when you move the seats, I guess it's all sort of, I've got no idea how the technology works, but I guess it's like a script that they would write for the technology and then determine what happens when.
It's really clear that that's what's happened. Yep. Somebody has taken the time to design it.
Yep.
It's not happening randomly. You know, you might plug a vibrator chair in at home, a little cinema chair or something that can vibrate to the thing.
The loud sound.
And it's really doing it on the fly. There's none of that here. It's definitely coordinated to the film.
Yeah.
So it kind of, you know, I mean, it lifts what could be a pretty average film into a really fun experience. So, you know, and with the immersiveness, I think, you know, you do get involved. You can't be on the edge of your seat because you really got to sit back. Otherwise, you might fall out.
And there's like a disclaimer or like some sort of contract you got to sign before you go in here. Like,
you don't have to sign anything, but there is tons of warnings.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of warnings because if you're prone to, you know, a bit of a sore neck or something, or motion sickness, there's occasional strobing.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's lightning or car flashes or something, then, you know, they just flash in the cinema occasionally.
Yeah.
Nothing too dramatic, but they do assault the senses.
Sure.
But it isn't it's not the full 90 minutes, so you do get a bit of a break. But they definitely give you a good solid warning. See, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's not for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I just noticed that another movie, the Venom's one of them, but First Man, which comes out,
it's tomorrow. I think it starts tomorrow.
141 minutes. That's a longish movie, and that's going to be involving this as well. But I'd say that would be a little bit different to Venom and maybe not quite as action-packed as such.
I think, you know, you'll get a sense with that film. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. No. I'm actually going along to see it tomorrow. But I don't necessarily want to see it in 4D.
Okay.
I'd want to see that film first in a cinematic experience.
Mm.
And then you might go along. I would want to probably go to that again with some friends for some fun, because I'm sure there's going to be like the whole rocket scene.
Yeah.
And feeling that is probably going to be quite intense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an experience I don't think we've had before. Will this last?
Well, that's the thing. It's a fad. I mean, I think 3D sort of peaked and then troughed pretty quick. Like it came and went. I know you can still do it now and then, but not that many films are really saying, we're going to be in 3D. It's sort of like more of a, we do it in 3D as well, but it's not like a massive thing.
There's only been a handful of films that have really had that immersive 3D experience where the directors have totally, you know, Avatar.
Oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, it was really... Yeah. You know, that was the breakthrough film.
That's right.
So it was designed for it. And with a lot of 3D, we're not getting that anymore.
Yeah.
It's just, like you say, it's a tack on at the end. Cinemas have got to do something because we can watch stuff at home at such incredible quality. And I guess this is the latest. So at a similar price to VMAX, probably a couple of dollars extra.
Okay.
It's a really fun alternative.
Nice.
I think it's worth giving it a go. See if it's something that you enjoy. We definitely had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, good to know. Event Cinemas down George Street. I guess is that the only one in Sydney at the moment?
At the moment, it's the first, and it's definitely one of the largest. Well, it's definitely the largest in Australia.
Okay.
So we'll see what crops up around the country.
And what's Venom like? Any good?
Let's just say, well, Venom's about a 2.5 out of 5. There's a bit of controversy around Venom, whether it was should have been shot at a, you know, made for a at a higher rating.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's it was made for PG in America, which is M here.
So it's dials back the sort of extreme
a little, but I don't think that that's actually necessarily true. I just think that they focused on pushing the violence to the extreme of the rating and forgot about story. it's a little bit thin. Tom Hardy's always good.
Yeah.
The action sequences are fun, and actually it's a perfect film for this because you're not going to be worried too much about the film. You're just kind of, I think it saved an otherwise slightly dull experience in the cinema and made it a lot of fun.
Well, there we go. If you want to see Venom, recommended 4DX. Hey, Evan, thanks so much for coming into 2SER and having your chat.
My pleasure.
Evan Shapiro right there talking about 4DX movies, Venom in particular. You can check it out at Event Cinemas.